Welcome, listeners. I'm Ryan.
And I'm Kyle.
And this is Experience Grind's The Bonus Round.
Exactly.
And this week, we are going to...
It's a good intro. We're going.
Yeah. This week, we are going to talk about Kong Fury.
In 10 minutes or less.
In 10 minutes or less, yeah.
Which is not going to be hard. The whole movie is 24 minutes long.
Yeah. So, I think the credits bump it up to 30 minutes or
so. I think so.
But
yeah, Kong Fury was a independently funded, shot, directed movie that is a total send-up of all the tropes of the 1980s.
Yeah.
Specifically Miami 1980s. A lot of neon, a lot of analog music.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, and it's shot in a in that kind of VCR distorted haze.
It definitely looks like it's shot on a VCR tape.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like you're watching a VHS. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You've turned me on to this.
Yeah.
I stayed away because I knew what it was about. I knew it was a Kickstarter campaign, right?
I think Kickstarter for the last part of it. I think he did a lot by, because it was like a short thing and that got a lot of buzz. And then he Kickstarted and so he shot the movie. Because the whole thing is the brainchild of the guy who plays Kong Fury.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote, directed, produced all of it. Just to get this out there too, I know that it had such a positive response. There is a sequel on the way.
Well,
which is great.
Definitely sets itself up for a sequel.
So basically, Miami, 1980s. There's a cop who magically transforms into a kung fu master, and then Hitler comes forward in time to kill him because Hitler also wants to be the top kung fu master.
Yeah, it's playing off of the Third Reich. They used to do the paranormal or occult research.
Yeah, yep.
Like it's like that, except Hitler was like researching kung fu masters instead of the paranormal stuff.
And I love that he calls himself Kong Fuhrer. That's so fucking nice, man. This at its length, this movie is nonstop. It is a short film, I would call that, but it never lets up. Like, everything is a joke, but also incredibly well done.
Yeah. Did you know that Jorma Taccone was Hitler?
No.
I finally watched the credits for the first time today after rewatching this. And Jorma Taccone from Lonely Island is Hitler.
I did not know that at all. I didn't realize it at all.
Yeah, but so now I want to watch it again.
Yeah, it makes so much, because I was going to say that was one of my notes to have, is like the guy playing Hitler is obviously having so much fucking fun.
He gets it. He knows exactly what type of movie it is.
Yeah, and he's just chewing it up and having a blast doing it.
Yes.
You know, until you told me that, I swear I thought the biggest named person in this movie was David Hasselhoff.
Yeah, I completely forgot about that cameo.
Yeah.
And then I figured the first time watching, I was like, surely that's just somebody doing a Hasselhoff voice.
That's
nope,
totally
it's
David Hasselhoff.
Hasselhoff.
Yeah, they totally got him. He plays the, and in true great tribute fashion, David Hasselhoff is now the Kit-esque voice of Kung Fury's car.
Yeah.
Called the Hoff 9000.
Yeah, yes.
Exactly. But I just love the line. He says, don't you know you shouldn't hassle the Hoff? It's, oh, man.
Well,
so,
it's great because there's so many references to the 80s.
Yes.
Like, you talk about, like, how the film looks and feels and the soundtrack and everything, but there are also, like, a bunch of references. Like, the whole thing starts because of an arcade cabinet designed by Hitler goes crazy and starts killing people.
When a kid flips it off because he loses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is great, but like that arcade cabinet is in a place that looks suspiciously like Flynn's arcade from like Tron. And it's like, surely that was what they were referencing.
Oh, yeah.
And there's tons of references to all these 80s stuff. And it's great. I love it. I do have to say, though, I stayed away from it for so long because I thought it was going to be one of those cynical cash grab parody things. Kind of a lot like Sharknado.
Exactly, where it's
trying,
cheap on purpose.
Yeah, it's trying to be bad, but it's not bad. I thought that was going to be this. But this movie
is
a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about this later on with a different episode, but it felt like the director was parodying all this stuff while actually making a really good piece of that genre.
It is a labor of love. You can tell he loves this style, and he's paying homage while also poking fun, which is, I think, the best way to pay an homage. Because, I mean, nothing is perfect. And this is poking all the holes and showing them off and being like, yeah, but it's also amazing when these things come together like that.
The action is so good. It's fluid, and the CG is
really well done.
Surprisingly good.
Yeah.
For what an independent short film this is, like, it looks better than some CG movie. It looks better than the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle remakes that they made.
Those
cost
garbage.
Like $200 million.
And like, I don't know, there's so many great one-liners. Like, you can tell that's a big send-up of like Arnold action movies of the 80s.
Yes. My favorite line was, fuck, I have too much time. It's just like these weird lines that make no fucking sense.
So that's the character Hacker Man who hacks Kung Fury back in time to go fight Hitler.
We also have Triceracop, who is Kung Fury's partner.
I love in his intro, it's Triceratop playing Triceracop. And so, yeah, he's just an anthropomorphic Triceratop in a police uniform. And
what is it, Kung, like, again, Kung Fury, he's just like, fuck, laser, velociraptors, or what's it, laser raptors?
Yeah, laser raptors.
Laser raptors, fuck, laser raptors. And just like these weird non sequiturs. Yeah. And like, sure enough, there's velociraptors shooting laser beams. And
he gets saved by Viking chick riding a
Barbonia or some
Barbarina.
Barbarina.
And she's riding a wolf and she uses a chain gun. And her sister uses an Uzi and rides a fucking Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yeah.
Who has maybe my favorite part of this movie, where he fights the animatronic eagle and they're having just the little slap fight.
That's pretty good.
Again, there's just, this movie never lets up. 24 minutes of just amazingness.
It's weird. It feels like a stoner's wet dream. Just like stream of thought, like, you know what would be crazy? If, like, Thor showed up and he was a giant and he's all about, like, his body and he's just like, hey, look at my pecs. And, like, that's it. Then he opens up a portal to save Kung Fury and, like, that's the movie. It's just, like, scene to scene to scene of, like, whoa, okay, we're going there now. Yeah, we're going here. Oh, we're doing that.
And it's silly, but it's so much fun.
It is.
I love, again, you know, we're trying to be as spoiler-free as possible, but there's so much condensed into this. I love when he's fighting all the Nazis, mm-hmm. and he rides the one like a skateboard, and then does a kickflip on it.
Yeah.
Dude, it just, so much. Like, you have to see this movie.
Yes.
And then you immediately, because that it's so short, you want to watch it again just to see all that shit again. You can't believe everything.
It's
because
you're
happened.
Almost incredulous. Yeah. You're just like, I didn't watch that. Like, that surely wasn't what I watched.
It's, yeah.
The tone of the film you'll get in, like, the opening scene, which is, like, three skater punks walk up to a cop car, put a skateboard under the cop car, and kickflip the cop car, like, miles and miles away.
Well, and then
the
shoot
air.
It and blow it up.
Yep. Yeah. It's that kind of ridiculous, but it is so much fun.
Yeah.
So much fun.
I cannot recommend this enough. I saw this when it first came out on YouTube. And then, like,
I didn't know that.
A month later, they already put it on Netflix, yes. And it's still on Netflix. You can watch it right now. If you somehow are our age and don't have Netflix yet,
how do you not?
For free on YouTube as well. Okay. Just look up Kung Fury, and we will fucking link it.
So there you
and
go.
Everything. You should totally check it out.
Absolutely. And before we wrap up, I will tie this in and say, Kyle, since you showed me this, I think you will also like the show, and Hartman will disagree, Danger 5.
Okay.
And Turbo Kid, the movie, both of which are on Netflix, and both are the same tone about different things.
Okay.
Danger 5 is a little bit more drier, but it's pretty much they have to kill Hitler, and it's a send-up of all these 60s, 70s shows, so it plays like a Thunderbirds Go kind of thing. But, like, Joseph Goebbels is there, and he creates clone dinosaur Nazis and just weird shit like that. Equally insane.
Okay, I will check these out, because
I think you might like
them. You totally checked out Kung Fury. You hadn't seen Kung Fury before my recommendation. I know you've seen it before this episode,
yeah,
right?
I've seen it now three
but
times.
But that was my recommendation that originally inspired me.
I was really staying off to it, but, yeah, you recommended it, and it was
fantastic. I know
fantastic.
I turned sound engineer Andy onto it as well. He didn't believe me, and I was like, no, dude, you just got to watch it. And he came in the next day to work and was like, that was some of the greatest stuff I've ever seen in my life. So, yeah, that just go fucking watch it right now.
Highly recommend it.
24 minutes and you're done and you will thank us. And if you do like it, fucking thank us. Write us. Tell us. Be like, yeah, you guys were totally right. So that's all I got to say, man.
Yeah, absolutely. And let us know if there's anything like Kung Fury out there that you love that you would want us to watch.
Unless it is Sharknado.
We're not going to watch any of those.
No. Go fuck yourself. But thank you, guys. This is the bonus round. Catch you next time.
Cheers.